the 3rd of April 2022. My name is Brian and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1490. Let's get to it with today's topic. Why, let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Formal characteristics that can be used to assess the fit between the type of business being worked on and the organization's formal practices. Akron's highly structured formal methods suited his predictable task because behavior had to be rigidly defined and controlled on a high-speed automated production line. At the two less efficient sites, the Hartford plant and the Carmel lab were also not formally organized. Second, although the two organizations behave differently, the result of both is that the mission is effectively accomplished. Theory Y argues that managers in Hartford should be more motivated. While Theory Y can help explain the results for the four organizational units, we obviously need something other than the assumptions of Theory X or Theory Y to explain the results for the plant. First, psychologists well understand that different people have different needs. We're not the type to be patted on the back every day. Muji Meats truly believes that building this large-scale industry is necessary to feed the world. Co-founder Insa Moore says the $2.5 million Muji Meats is currently raising should be enough to lead the company to their first buyer and, hopefully, test the concept in the real world. To date, the company has raised $375,000 in pre-funding and is raising a $2 million seed round. There are two companies in the Y Combinator cohort of these years that use this model. Twice a year, Y Combinator invests a small amount of money in a large number of startups. Anne-Sophie Merkin, founder of startup Micromeat, told TechCrunch that most new cultured meat companies are still trying to do business at scale. Some startups see these scale issues as a foothold in the meat substitute market. To do this, farmed and plant-based meat companies must address scientific challenges ranging from the size and efficiency of bioreactors to the high cost of growth factors used in meat cell cultures. The positive environmental impact of meat substitutes such as plant-based or cultured meat is staggering. Given the launch, it's almost inevitable that some of Netflix's programming choices will leave some subscribers frustrated and outraged. Netflix's obsession with original content has led the streaming giant to release a slew of new shows every month. Well, that's partly because some Hype House members have had their fair share of controversy in the past. Competency motivation is more likely to be satisfied when there is an adaptation between the task and the organization. If such adaptation is achieved, the result is both an efficient single job and a greater sense of motivation for competence. Evaluate the original function and the polynomial fit on a finer grid of points between 0 and 2, words beginning with I, or preceded by E instead. Old English and Old Norse had a native sound, Y, so the Latin letters U, Y and I were used to represent various vowel sounds. The Romans first took the upsilon form, directly from the Greek alphabet or the Etruscan alphabet, as a single letter V, which represented both the vowel, U, and the semivowel, with from I Greek, referring to the letter upsilon, originally borrowed from the Greek alphabet, as opposed to Latin I. The shape of the letter Y comes from the Greek letter upsilon. In modern English, Y can stand for the same vowel sounds as the letter I. The letter Y has been used to represent the sound Y in the writing systems of several other languages that have adopted the modern English alphabet. In Latin, the letter Y is called I Greca because the classical Greek sound Y, similar to modern German UO to French U, is not a vowel of Latin speakers, and the letter was originally used just for writing. Foreign word. The introduction may have been influenced by the Middle English letter yog, which can represent J. The use of Y for vowels is more restricted in modern English than in Middle Early Modern English. The Roman Emperor Claudius proposed the introduction of a new letter in the modern English alphabet to transcribe the so-called sonus medius, sometimes used in inscriptions instead of the Greek upsilon. Otherwise, this letter is usually transcribed in country and city names, such as Geman, Malajzia, Nefjida and Riyadh. Other names derived from the Latin alphabet are also preserved. Bialystok, Bydgoszcz, Pshemyszel. At that time, the queen's brother from the Wang family lived in the capital. Grimace will be doing everything by herself for 10 years, and
she's tired of it. Grimace earned $6 million from it, more than he ever made from any of his albums. She needed to find a new way to be an artist, which meant finding a new way to make money as an artist.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Brian and this was episode 1490 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.